How does self-fulfilling prophecy really work? We are still hanging out with a sight capacity. Everybody teaches that what you think about comes about. What they base this inane untruth on is the bad things that you somehow seem to make happen by concentrating on them through fear. And although the fear-based manifestation is true a lot of the time, the positive manifestation happens only as accident, if ever. The basis of the negative manifestation is called self-fulfilling prophecy in psychology. Psychology is a pseudoscience based on observation and theories. Most of the theories in any discipline are wrong, so nothing special or unique about psychology. What is special is how the pseudo-religion, law of attraction made it a law. It churns my stomach. And we all ate it in our fervent desire to gain some control over our lives. Everything, for a human, is about gaining some control, real or imagined. While it's okay for an animal or a tree to not have control, the human wants control, and people, groups, societies are more than willing to provide them with the feeling of control, the illusion that they can have control. You can't have control over life, or even over your life. But you can have control over your attention, over your attitude, and over your actions. You can't even control your thoughts. Your thoughts are out of your control. And your emotions are mainly under the control of your thoughts. So obviously you have no control over your emotions either. So, how does self-fulfilling prophecy actually work? The main reason you and I want to know, is to rig it. To make it not happen. Right? It is definitely true for me. How about you? Story: I am watching myself in stitches. It is 3 days before my rent is due, and unexpected bills roll in. I have a few hundred bottles of remedies in various size Amazon boxes lying around. No pending payments are due to me. Did you manage to fully imagine the scenario? So you see it, right? Impending doom. Now, feel the feelings of doom. You must come into it with me, or you won't get my point. There? Don't continue reading until you are fully experiencing the breath-stopping, shoulder-cracking tension of oh my god, where is the money going to come from? I have hundreds of sites. And I have about 100 products I have ready for anyone to buy. But no matter what I do, darn. It is a process. But no matter what I do, it is a process, and unless I can do the 10 or so steps necessary to make a sale, what I'll do will be a flop. Step 1, think of the product you want to sell. Decisions, decisions, decisions. I find it impossible to make a decision under the circumstances, fear is getting the best of me. I keep on jumping from seeing the product to seeing it fail. No question on my mind, it looks like certainty. A done deal that it will fail. My brain is like scrambled eggs. My moves are jerky, my vision is completely blurred, and my cone of vision is like a pinpoint. Great. I have control over my attention, my attitude, my cone of vision even. And what else? Oh, yes. My actions. Okay, action, change all I can control. Old attitude, why bother? It is a done deal. Failure, death, shame. Inevitable. New attitude, it ain't necessarily so. Attention, flighty, all over the place. Looking for escape. New attention, follow the question, stay with the process to take it home. Slow and steady does it. Cone of vision, narrow to wide. Even just looking around like psychotherapists make you do it will work. Just look left, look right. And make sure you see, not just look. Next action. When you realize you are lost in the wilderness, stop, sit, breathe, think, organize, plan. Use the problem-solving method of the profession you are most versed in, most practiced. You may think you don't have any, but you do. I use coaching, but I could use architecture, I could use magazine publishing, I could use article writing. You may have been a lawyer, a software engineer, a salesman, or a housewife. Cleaning house, getting children ready, organizing a party. Any of these will do. Okay, sitting and breathing is maybe obvious. But what is thinking? There is some clarification as due, thinking. You have thoughts in your mind. You didn't think them. They are like a television spewing images and thoughts at you. You can pay attention to them, or you can just safely ignore them. Whenever someone says think, you consider them your thoughts, which they are not. Thinking is work. Thinking is volitional, i.e. you intend to think what you think. And thinking is using a whole other part of your brain, other than the mind. You have it, even if you haven't used that part in a while. But the thoughts you did not create will want to jump into the forefront. Into future, into the disaster. That is not you thinking. Obviously. So, You will need to wrestle back the control to thinking. Because you may oscillate back and forth between real thinking and the thoughts of disaster, but that is okay. It's okay as long as you don't get seduced to being a passenger in your life, again, as long as you don't become a spectator again in your own life. Force yourself to think. Now, I am at that point. I will finish this article and sit, and think, and organize and plan. Just wanted to make sure I caught the priceless catch of how disaster manifests. By making you sit around listening to the broadcast of your mind, doing nothing, contributing nothing, going down the slippery slope of disaster. P.S. Now you can really see why positive thinking doesn't work, can't work. You use your precious brain to make up lies, make up unreal scenarios, instead of thinking your way out of the jam, the situation you got yourself into. So, no thinking, no action, no results. Only what will happen without your input, without your participation. It is as simple as that.